Friday again, in that time of the week when we ask one of our Culturefile guests to share with us their favourite ports of call in watching, reading, listening, tasting and smelling. And this time it's the turn of vocalist and composer Laura Bowler to share with us her Culturefile likes.
Hi, I'm Laura Bowler and I'm a composer vocalist. I am going to mention Dune. Dune 1 and 2, parts 1 and 2. I'm a big fan. partly because I think that Timothée Chalamet is a wonderful actor and the cast is also a phenomenal cast of actors. But the cinematography is stunning. Think, yes, epic, universe-wide political warfare. Also underpinned by a kind of religious group who have plotted and decided what might be the fate of all nations and all worlds. Yeah, I love it. So a book, it's definitely got to be an old-fashioned book. I don't own a Kindle and I fall asleep if I try to listen to audiobooks. I can't do it. I've tried on drives. It's very bad if I'm driving. I don't do it. But yeah, audiobooks for me are just a way to sleep. I don't listen. Actually, I'm going to mention the book The White Book and The Vegetarian, both by the South Korean writer Han Kang. The Vegetarian won lots of awards. The White Book is slightly more conceptual. It's a beautiful book that's got meditations on the color white through the lens of grief. And it's just really beautiful. And it's a book that's meant a lot to me over the past few years. So I have to, yeah, mention that one. I am not a podcast person. I don't listen to any podcasts. I did go through a while of listening to some true crime ones because a friend of mine was interested in making a project centered around true crime. But yeah, I don't know. I just can't quite get into them. But I suppose we don't have time to do everything. It's probably something that's going to come, you know, later, and then podcasts will become my thing. I sometimes listen to, you know, various talking things like on apps when I'm trying to sleep. So I think as soon as someone starts talking to me, I just go back to child mode of being read a story and just fall asleep. Like meditation apps. And some of them have like, you know, 12-minute nighttime factual stories. Like one was about, that I listened to recently, was about Scottish bothies and the history of the bothy, which I found super interesting, but I still fell asleep. Piece of music that's got under my skin recently.
You were riding your bike to the sound of "It's No Big Deal."
This is going to be a surprise now.
And you're trying to lift off the ground on those old two wheels.
There is a song on Harry Styles' album, Harry's House, called "Matilda." And it's I just love the song. I think it's beautiful and I really enjoy listening to it. And as much as it's completely not related to anything I do, I find that though, like there's different kinds of listening I do. Like there's listening that I do for work and that I still enjoy, but then there's listening that I do that actually helps me to relax and just makes me smile and I don't really have to think about it very much. And I'm not sitting there going, "Ooh, that's an interesting sound that I could use in my own piece." It's quite nice to sometimes just listen to something just because it's quite nice and it's joyful or whatever and brings you kind of peace of mind.
Matilda, you talk of the pain like it's all alright, but I know that you feel like a piece of you's dead inside.
So there's two things. I'm big on food. I love food. So two things. The first one would be for my food experience. There's a restaurant in Stockport called Where the Light Gets In. And it's one of the best experiences I've ever had. And I don't just mean the food. I mean the whole experience. It's a very relaxed place. It's got very few tables. You know, hikers turn up in their hiking boots kind of thing. You can turn up however you want. And all the food is cooked in front of you. Like all the chefs are in front of you. So you can see how everything is being produced. And they grow all of their own vegetables on like a rooftop garden that's above the restaurant. And all of the meat is locally sourced. And it's just the most glorious experience. And like the taste of everything was completely unique. There were things that I never thought existed or would work. Like there was a charred cabbage dish that made it taste like it was meat. It was really bizarre, but it was just, it was like a culinary experience that I never thought was possible. And I have to say, it was just unbelievably awesome. And then the other thing, which is much, it comes from a different base, I suppose, is, so my mum, she used to make an absolutely amazing spaghetti bolognese, and she passed away about 14 months ago. And my husband has perfected the recipe. He's been practicing it because she never wrote it down, and he's a really good cook, and he's been perfecting it and perfecting it and perfecting it, and he's managed to get like pretty much there now. And so it's really nice to be able to have essentially my mum's cooking, even though she's not here anymore. I'm a big candle person, actually, and I recently bought a candle, which I absolutely love. The scent is tomato leaves, and it's like kind of one of these all-natural candle things, and it really does smell like fresh tomato leaves, and I love it. It's called, they're called Loewe, L-O-E-W-E, and they're really bloody expensive. It's a really good candle. Like if you're super into candles like me, like I do, it's part of my composing habitual thing. Like I light a candle whilst I compose. So it's a big thing for me. So they're quite an important part of my routine. And so I'm happy to, instead of, because I don't drink, so instead of spending money on alcohol, I spend it on candles.
The likes of Laura Bowler there, who's been in Ireland to perform at the New Music Dublin Festival, which continues over this weekend at the National Concert Hall. Coming up tomorrow in your Culture File Weekly, Jennifer Walsh's Data Spring Watch. Joseph Young is bringing the ancestors back to life. In a sound walk at Kilruddery, we walk among the bleeps and bips of an experimental electronic music studio in Limerick. And with Ruth Clinton on her new project and the responsibilities of the folk singer in a turbulent world. That's all coming up on the Culture File Weekly, this and every Saturday on RTE Lyric FM and through all the alleys and byways of the podcast whenever you fancy it.